All right, Taylor, first things first, congratulations on being nominated for the Eastern Conference Humanitarian of the Year Award.
Ah, thank you very much. It's a big honor, and I've always been proud of my work in the with the community, and especially my last year. It's nice to see the recognition with that nomination, and not sure who's open for it on the other side, but I'm sure they've done a lot of good work, so it's going to be a interesting finish.
I know it's something you've always done a lot of, but as the captain this year in your final year, was it something you put a special focus on?
Not really. I think I've always been someone that's thought giving back to the community is important. So it's just been important for me to focus on hockey, but at the same time give back to the community that gives back so much to me. So me and the team as well. So I don't think there was any specific focus. I think I just it's always been a big part of my time in Swift to make sure that we give back.
I know one thing that I noticed in particular was when you had those two kids who had diabetes as your special guest in back-to-back games. And what did it mean to you to be able to spend some serious time with the people who are going through the same things you went through?
It's great for me to be able to kind of at least mentor some of those little kids and just tell them that being anything you want is possible with diabetes, and to be able to play hockey and just show them that I've made it this far and can be successful in my sport with diabetes. And I think that's just a big thing for them, because I know that when I was, I've said this before, but when I was first diagnosed, and being able to hear from guys in the NHL really just boosted my spirits and made me feel more or less like I could really go out and make a difference in a game with diabetes. It wasn't going to hold me back. And to be able to just support those guys and especially just, I think, it's been a little different with the humanitarian work with the diabetes, because that's something that's very close to me, and so any way I can help out with that has been real special for me, and it really just benefits me as well. I think being able to help those kids out has just been awesome for me.
Taylor, you got a chance now to play professional hockey. How did this deal come together?
Well, it's been a great run at the end there with Mark helping me out. I wasn't sure what was going to be available, and I was just trying to finish the season the best way I could, and Mark Lamb really did some hard work to get me in Texas here, and it's really exciting. I'm excited for the opportunity, and I really appreciate his efforts to find me a spot and just to give me this opportunity to see what I can do with pro.
Is it nice to know you have Mark, who has all sorts of contacts with Dallas, who goes to bat for you? I know Willie Desjardins is a big Taylor Vaz fan, and he's on the staff there in Dallas. Does having people like that have your back in the organization or who know people in the organization give you a little more sense of comfort?
I think so. They can definitely vouch for me, and they've proved themselves in the organization, and they got some connections here. So I think that it helps, but it still comes down to me having to prove myself, and how I play on the ice is going to be in the end what makes their decision on if they want to keep me around or not. And that's just what I got to do. It's been helpful for sure to have their connections and have them on my side, but in the end, I just got to go and produce and make the best of the opportunity that they've helped give me.
A real whirlwind. You go from playing your last game on Saturday to heading to Austin, Texas on Monday morning, and what has that been like, and what has the experience been like so far?
Yeah, like you said, it's been just a complete whirlwind of events, and trying to figure out where I am at sometimes is hard to do, because it's just been crazy trying to get from one place to the next, and I think the first day I played the game on the Monday there was probably the longest day of my life. It was early morning for my flight, and the flights were late, so I missed my connection and got put on a different flight, so it was a lot of things going awry, but once I got there and kind of got around the room and meeting some of the guys, they made me feel comfortable for sure, and I was able to go out, and it took me probably a period and a half before I felt like my legs were able to really go how I wanted, but after a day like that, it took me a bit to get into the game as well. But I think a lot of it was just excitement and trying to get my head into the speed of the game and how quick it really was and just that next level. It's you're a little nervous at the same time, so. I think with a week of practice here with the team and learning the systems a little more, I think I'll be a little more in tune with the game once I play this weekend.
What was that moment, though, stepping on the ice in your first pro game? Did it remind you a lot of the first time you stepped on the ice as a Bronco in that it's another element of your dream coming true? And what was the level of hockey like in comparison?
Yeah, it was kind of surreal, sort of same thing where you're with a completely different set of guys and in a new rink and you're just kind of almost shocked that you're there. It's always been a hope and a dream, but once you finally get there, you're kind of like, whoa, like I'm here and settled and I've made it this far, but now it becomes trying to make a difference and trying to stand out as a good player and just take the opportunity that I'm going to get here and yeah, it's that excitement of having kind of a dream come true there.
What's the level of play like for you, and what do you think you have to do to be effective there and to stand out enough to get a contract?
Well, I think what I've noticed so far is that you just got to try and limit your mistakes. Mistakes are going to happen in hockey, but a lot of these players are very skilled, and all of them are actually very skilled players, and so I think it's about the guys that can stick to the system and just make the right plays when you're supposed to make the plays, like get the puck deep or just stick with your man, and it's even more focus on just sticking to the system and making sure that you're doing the little things right. So I think I can't really change my game. I just got to keep doing what made me successful and got me to this point so far. But it's just that extra detail and focus on those little things that are going to make the difference, I think, for me.
Well, thanks so much, Taylor. Again, congratulations on the opportunity and good luck the rest of the way this season.
Yes, thank you very much.